Okay, welcome to the section on the Shaoyin. So to begin with, let's look at the areas of influence and the functions of the Shaoyin. The Shaoyin passes through the most posterior yin portions of the body, and it connects to the eyes, the ears, the chest, and the lumbar region. And the functions of the Shaoyin is that it governs the blood and the essence. Remember that the heart governs the blood, and the kidneys govern the essence. Therefore, the Shaoyin connects to the most vital fluids of the body. The Shaoyin also functions to calm Shen. We often think of this being primarily related to the heart. However, in conditions of yin deficiency, it's not uncommon that the Shen can get disturbed as well. So the imbalances then between the fire and the water, or the heart and kidneys, can lead to Shen disturbance. This leads us to our third function, which is that the Shaoyin maintains the essential balance between the fire and the water and yin and yang. So whenever there is an imbalance between these elements or between yin and yang, we want to be careful to observe if this is primarily manifesting through the Shaoyin, because oftentimes it will. The fourth and final function of the Shaoyin that we want to mention here is that it controls fluid metabolism. The kidneys play a major role in this, and the heart, because of its ability to circulate the blood as well as its role in producing the blood, it also plays an important role in blood metabolism. So the circuits that can be formed from the Shaoyin, there are three of them. The Shaoyin Taiyang circuit is the first one, in which we see the Shaoyin connecting to their internally externally related meridians of the UB and small intestine. The Shaoyin Shaoyang circuit, we find that the kidney connects to the Sanjiao and the heart connects to the gallbladder. And in our final circuit, we see that the Shaoyin is connecting to the spleen and Sanjiao. So let's go ahead and now look at the details of each of these, starting with the Shaoyin Taiyang circuit. So the functions of this 4M circuit are that it governs the blood and the essence, it influences the head, neck, shoulders, and spine, and it controls water metabolism. So we've already talked about how the heart governs the blood and the kidneys govern the essence, and we also know that the Taiyang pass through major areas of the spine and the neck and the shoulders and the head. And in our third function of controlling water metabolism, the kidneys play a major role in this. And remember that the small intestine separates the pure and impure fluids and sends the impure fluids to the urinary bladder so that they may be excreted. Now, when we use this circuit, the patient will often have primary concerns that involve the Shaoyin, that include things like heart and kidney diseases, insomnia, emotional disorders, depression, palpitations, may be present, poor memory, low back pain, infertility, impotence, or anemia, as well as other gynecological conditions that relate to the kidney, although we typically don't use this circuit for that. The second and third concerns that we'll see include conditions of the Taiyang, so again, neck, back, and shoulder pain, spinal pain, urinary bladder conditions, and edema. Now, one thing that I need to mention is that various kidney patterns connect to this circuit. Since the kidney yin, kidney yang, kidney qi, and kidney essence deficiencies can all lead to symptoms in the Taiyang. So remember how the kidneys store the essence and are connected to the primary yin and yang in the body, and if there's a deficiency in the kidney, it often leads to symptoms within the Taiyang. We should also remember that the kidney essence may also affect the blood, since the essence and blood share the same source, and therefore this has implications on how the kidney and the heart are maintaining their balance with the blood and essence. Now, I want to mention blood deficiency here too, because when blood deficiency underlies a Shen disturbance, it is common that we will see kidney and Taiyang symptoms as well. And when we see Shen disturbance with kidney and Taiyang signs and symptoms, then often we will want to use this circuit because the heart is powerful for treating the Shen disturbance, and then the kidney and the Tai Yang are able to address the symptoms within those channels and organs. Now this circuit is also good for Shen disturbance that's rooted in a disharmony between the heart and kidneys. So when we see this, it may look like heart fire, or it could be kidney yin deficiency, or it might even be a combination of the two occurring together. So any of these types of patterns where there's an imbalance between the heart and kidneys and symptoms in the Tai Yang, we would want to use this circuit. Well, let's go ahead and look at the next circuit. And this is the Shao Yin Shao Yang circuit. And we may even use this circuit when conditions affect the neck and shoulders. However, we'd want to do that when the symptoms are in the gallbladder and Sanjiao. So when a patient complains of neck and shoulder tension, it's always important to distinguish whether it's occurring in the Tai Yang or the Shao Yang, or perhaps even both. Now, when we use this circuit, though, we're going to see primary concerns that involve the Shao Yin as well, or an underlying pattern of the Shao Yin. So before we go much further, let's look at the functions of this circuit. The first one we see here is that it governs the blood and the essence. It's also transporting qi and blood and essence to the head. Remember that the gallbladder and Sanjiao meridians transverse through this area and bring qi and blood and essence to the head. And this circuit also benefits the ear, and it clears heat. So our primary concerns that we'll see in our clients include things like low back pain, sciatica, palpitations, shortness of breath, fear, and anxiety, insomnia, dizziness, and Parkinson's disease. These may all be present. The secondary and tertiary concerns will include things like temple headaches, sciatica in the gallbladder channel, neck and shoulder tension, and tinnitus. Now, I want to discuss a case study here that I've seen recently. And for this client, their primary concern was low back pain, but it occurred with sciatica in the gallbladder channel. The secondary concern was heart disease, and a third concern they had was eye twitches. Now, the underlying Zong Fu pattern that was present was a kidney yin deficiency, and this was leading to the wind, and hence the tertiary complaint of eye twitches. So, in conditions of internal wind, we've spoke of this already, but I just want to go over this again because it's so important. We usually think of internal wind being connected to the liver. However, we should remember that one of the causes of internal wind is a kidney yin deficiency, or more generally, yin deficiency, and that causes the yang to rise. So for certain cases then, we may not even see liver signs or symptoms present, but we may see some symptoms that indicate internal wind. So in the case study that I just mentioned, there were no liver signs or symptoms present. This patient they simply didn't have any. But what they did have is they had the kidney yin deficiency, they had the low back pain, they had the sciatica in the gallbladder channel, and the defining mark that caused me to choose this circuit rather than another one was that they had a secondary concern of heart disease. So, to reiterate the point then, we wanted to address the underlying kidney yin deficiency by using kidney points, but then we were also able to use some of the gallbladder points on the areas where the sciatica was manifesting, and the Sanjiao points are also very important for treating kidney deficiency and gallbladder meridian sciatica. Master Tong has a couple extra points that are located between Sanjiao 3 and Sanjiao 4. These are basically very close to Yao Tong Shui and the Lujian Shui, the point for treating the neck. So between the 4th and 5th metacarpals, and just near Sanjiao 3 and above Sanjiao 4. So those points there then are known to strengthen the kidney, and they also treat gallbladder meridian sciatica. So if you haven't learned Master Tong's points, I've been talking about them, learn them because they will help you to use less points and get greater results and increase your understanding of meridian circuit theory as well. So that sums up the Xiaoyin Xiaoyang circuit. Let's go ahead and look at the next one here, which is the Xiaoyin Spleen Sanjiao circuit. Now in this one we find that the heart connects to the spleen. This is a system 5 connection, and the kidney is connecting to the Sanjiao. This is a system 2 connection. The functions of the Xiaoyin Spleen Sanjiao circuit are that it governs the blood and the essence. It governs yin yang and fire and water balance as well. It also distributes kidney yang through the Sanjiao, and it regulates blood and fluid metabolism. Now, the primary symptoms that we'll see when we use this circuit include lumbar pain, edema, impotence, anemia, mental disorders, infertility, and heart and kidney diseases. The secondary and tertiary concerns will involve the spleen and Sanjiao. This may look like constipation, low appetite, bloating, digestive weakness, and fatigue. So, to carry on a few other details about this, I want to continue to talk about blood and essence deficiency patterns, because oftentimes the spleen will be involved or may even be a causative factor. We know that spleen deficiency can lead to blood deficiency, and we talk about spleen qi deficiency and heart blood deficiency patterns, and this can be treated with this circuit. Especially if there are kidney signs or Sanjiao symptoms present as well. But if the condition originates in the spleen and leads to a blood deficiency, over time this can lead to a kidney essence deficiency. So if this is the case, this circuit can be useful. Now, it's not always easy to distinguish where a client's condition originated from. So for instance, a client may have a kidney essence deficiency that leads to a blood deficiency and adversely affects the spleen as well. But for meridian circuit theory and the way that we use our points, it's quite self-evident how, when we look at these circuits closely, we can find that the circuit is able to address the causative factors regardless of where they originate from. Now, in terms of the connection between the spleen and the kidney, this is very important because we do see various patterns where the kidney and spleen are both involved. This can occur with spleen yang deficiency that's rooted in a kidney yang deficiency, and it also occurs in various damp patterns where the spleen and the kidney are unable to transform the dampness in the body. And notice how the Sanjiao connects the kidney and the spleen, and it should be remembered that the Sanjiao is the avenue by which the kidney yang is distributed to the rest of the body and to the spleen too. Another important connection between the spleen and the kidney occurs by way of spleen 4 opening the Chong, and remember that the Chong has crossing points with kidney 11 through kidney 21. So we can use spleen points to influence the kidney meridians. In Master Tong's acupuncture, we often, we find that he uses 3 points, the 3 huangs, which are located on the spleen meridian, but he uses those points to treat spleen and kidney deficiencies together simultaneously. So these are 3 very important points. Actually, there's 4 points that you should be familiar with. These are Tian Huang, Shen Guan, Di Huang, and Ren Huang. So all of these points then are used for spleen and kidney deficiency patterns. And a final note that I want to mention here is, and it's connected to the function of these points, is that damp accumulation can be due to spleen and kidney deficiencies. And when this is the case, then the use of these points that we just mentioned, as well as conventional spleen and kidney points, is very important. But also the use of the Sanjiao is important because of the role that it plays in water metabolism. So, I hope that you clearly understand this point that we're making between the kidney and the spleen and the Sanjiao, and how we can use these points simultaneously or these meridians together to achieve greater clinical results. So this then concludes the Shaoyin spleen San Jiao circuit, as well as our discussion of the Shaoyin circuits in general. And the next section will be covering the Jui Yin and Jui Yin circuits.